Hi, I'm Maria Zan. I'm an assistant professor of the Cornell Peter and Stephanie Nolan School of Hotel Administration, which is part of the Cornell S.C. Johnson College of Business. I study communication affordances, especially online, and I apply my research to two different domains, which is consumer psychology and communication. The goal of my research is to understand how the consumer of social media sites is impacted by social media decisions, features, functionalities, but also by the information provided to them. We studied whether making visible the moderator of a moderating comment on social media impacts trust and accountability of the moderation platform. To do so, we used a custom social media site, and our participants had just to use the site and interact with them and post picture of food and comments on other posts. The site contained a simulation engine called Treeman that mimics other users' behaviors. But in reality, those other users are bots that we created in order to control for our environment. So those bots were liking, commenting, posting content. So the user really felt that it was interacting with other users. So we had 400 participants for this study, and the cover story was to beta test a new social media site specialized on food. So they had to log in at least twice a day for 2 days, and they were randomly assigned to one of our 6 experimental conditions. So they were browsing the site, and at some point they saw an harassment comment. And this harassment comment was either moderated by an artificial intelligence, by other users, or the source was not disclosed. And the type of harassment comment was also changing. The comment could be ambiguous, so not sure whether it was clearly harassing someone or actually a clear harassment comment. And what we found is interesting is that consumers of the social media sites are more likely to question AI moderators, especially how much they can trust this moderation decision and the moderation system's accountability. But we found this effect only when the content of the moderating comment was ambiguously harassing someone. For clear harassment comments, we didn't find any effect. So the conclusion of this research is that any kind of contextual ambiguity make more apparent our own bias regarding potential machine errors. So trust in the moderation decision and perception of accountability, meaning whether the system is perceived to act in the best interest of all other users, we're really both subjective judgments. And in ADAPT, it seems that our subjective judgments is biased toward an artificial intelligence in regards to another human. The goal is to find a balance between maximizing customers' well-being, right? But at the same time, keeping them engaged on the social media sites. So this research helps us understand that artificial intelligence as moderator, even if those sites are using artificial intelligence, shouldn't necessarily be revealed in a sense that suddenly users may feel less trust toward the moderation system. However, one way to compensate for that and to still provide transparency and information visibility to the users will be to make AI and humans work as moderating teammates. There's a necessity to have a human moderators because rules of community are changing, right? Cultural contexts differ, and users trust human more in regards to the specificities than artificial intelligence. So overall, my research improved consumer social media literacy, consumer well-being on this platform, and help actually produce more benefits for the final users of this platform than harm.